Hello everyone and welcome to my show, Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. My name is Natalia Katowska and I will be your host. This is the UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. With over 13 years of international experience in sport and fitness, years of study, I would like to share my experience, knowledge, and most importantly, my endless love and passion for living a healthy lifestyle for my mental and physical well-being. On this show, we will be talking about fitness, sport, healthy living, nutrition, fitness fads, and more. We will be answering your questions. We will have guest speakers. Are you ready? Then let's go. In today's show, we're going to talk about how to create your own clothing line and stay body positivity friendly. The global body positivity movement is playing an important part in changing how certain industries create, market, and sell products. It's also been crucial in changing how people view themselves and others. Body positivity brands aren't exclusively focused on plus-size wear. It's more about being adaptive with appeal that's specially designed for different type of physiques. Tall people, short people, skinny people, pregnant people, and yep, even models. Today we're speaking with Tom and Danielle, co-founders of the True Athletic clothing line. Tom is holistic performance and life coach. He has played rugby league at the highest level for 12 years, won trophies while studying full-time. Unfortunately, Tom got injured and had an operation which led him to retirement from rugby. He set up a gym with a rugby friend, but it didn't go as planned. Troubles along the way led him to create with his beautiful wife, Danielle, True Athletic clothing brand. He wanted to get back to fitness really bad, as doctors told him that he would never run again. And let me tell you, he did 135km run last year, 135km swim, kayaking and biking, and more. Now, Tom and his wife offer services and products to help with recovery, holistic performance, and of course, clothing. Tom and Danielle, welcome to the show.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
Yay!
Wow, you've got your set on.
How are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm good. Finally here. We made it, guys. I'm glad to have you. So first of all, welcome to my show. Welcome to Fit Live. Welcome to UK Health Radio. I'm glad to have you guys. Powerful couple, fitness freaks, business owners, amazing. I'm very, very glad to have you and welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Thank you so much, guys. So, you know, today's topic will be about fitness, but will be also about your business, which is your clothing brand, which I'm actually wearing right now, if you can see.
I know, I saw that. Looking good. Repping.
I'm actually rocking your outwear. So the topic is how to create your own fitness clothing line and, you know, and stay fitness, body positivity friendly. So have it kind of for everyone, all type of bodies, different demographics, different ages, how to do it through athletics. Come on.
Well, the main part of the business isn't just actually fashion. It just seems to be what you can see more because that's what people are wearing. But we designed everything specifically to cover lumps and bumps, to cover cellulite, so you didn't get a camel toe. So the really high waisted, all the pants. So all of that, everyone that we know, what loves it, he's bigger really, don't
well,
he?
Part of the reason of the kind of going down the path of creating it sitting in a bedroom was down to like obviously being in lockdown and COVID. And just having a lot of free time because our last business didn't work out due to unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Tell us more about yourself. I want to know from the beginning before we get to details.
How long have you got?
Yeah, we have a long time here. So tell us more about where you're coming from, who you are, guys, as a capo, as a business owner, as a fitness people, so then our listeners can understand maybe where the idea about the fitness clothing came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, kind of, I've been involved in professional sport since I've been about 14 or so. So, I mean, I've been around fitness and health industry all my life. And I think after rugby, I had to retire early because of an injury there. I had an operation that kind of went wrong. Oh, sorry, was that? It's a bit of feedback, I think. I had an operation that was unfortunately just didn't go to plan, and I was a bit misadvised at the time, ill-advised at the time, and I just didn't look into the research, which ultimately ended up in me having to retire from rugby earlier than I wanted to. I was 27 when I had to hang up my boots, and having to go through that kind of decision, like without it being my own decision, if you know what I mean, it was out of my hands. So the next kind of progression was to kind of be, I was down, I didn't know what to really do. I just had my kind of career taken away from me, although I was still doing engineering at the time in university, so I had a few things going on, but my kind of image of who I was and who I thought I was going to be was kind of a bit tattered overnight really. So going from there, I kind of went off on a bit of a tangent and did tried to set up another gym and tried to involve friends that didn't work out very well. All around this time, we had a newborn baby, and then just COVID hit, we had a few complications, things were just going a bit wayward, and then we had a few health scares, both of us, and then it was just a case of basically using all the knowledge and information that I gained over the years of research and going off and reading hundreds and hundreds of books and watching digest every podcast there is available to try and cure ourselves, because basically you're kind of left with in a situation where, especially during COVID, you felt like you were like on your own in a sense a lot of the time. You have to understand your own body. You have to know what most people don't really know, kind of what they eat and what's going into the body, how it's processed, how it can affect you, just food. So like, I think it's important to like understand these processes. It's not just a case of, you know, you just train, you get fit. That's only a tiny portion of the whole equation.
Which is what we used to do.
Yeah, which is obviously
that's what we used to do.
And I was advised a lot in rugby by some of the coaches, some of the nutritionists, some of the professionals. They went for more of a reductionist kind of approach, which is like, here's the facts, here's the figures, do this, do that, you'll be fine, you're a person, you're not like, you're just a collective, you're not a person, you're not an individual. And like the way that we see now fitness and health is more of a holistic approach, kind of the top down, bottom up, everything is inclusive. So it's kind of like, in order to get fit, it's not just fit and healthy, it's fit, healthy, socially healthy, it's mentally healthy, spiritually healthy, and then working together is like the animals and pack animals that we are as a group, and forming like a community to try and spread that to other people, and then hopefully rub off on them, and then they can spread that And then using techniques like cryotherapy, red light therapy, all these nuanced kind of techniques that we've kind of started to get involved into. I just think there's a lot more to it than just a clothing brand, I suppose.
Yeah, I think this came as well because we've always organised a lot of things, a lot of events, music events and parties and things for our friends in the past when we met each other. And as those sort of people, we wanted to change that and to start guiding all of our friends and all of our groups of people down like a healthy route, because, you know, everyone loves a party, but you can't when you get in your 30s, you're like, right, we need to do something else. So we liked organising things, so it was just, right, let's try and change people's mindsets and be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a movement, right?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Movement. So then your True Athletic came on the board. So how did that start it?
I think it was just like I'd unfortunately lost the other business that we had, and I was kind of just sat around in the house and just, I needed something to do. I applied for a few engineering jobs, but because I'd been out of education for so long after professional sport, because I did university, then I went to professional sport, then I came back out. When I tried to apply for any engineering jobs, like petroleum engineering, chemical engineering jobs, they just were basically like, oh, well, what have you done for the last 2 years here to try and prove that you obviously were stuck in with engineering and you were still within the industry? And obviously I couldn't prove that I was in the industry, so it was when I was doing interviews, it was just, I was just getting told to obviously go back and do something else. So then I just kind of was stuck looking for things to do. I was applying for all of the jobs. And then I just sat down with Danielle and said, like, look, obviously I'm just going to, this is my idea, this is the plan, what do you think? And then she was like, yeah, let's go for it. Just backed me. And then, that was the next few weeks of just sitting behind my laptop, trying to get everything designed and trying to get everything together and just kind of doing everything on my own, really. And just obviously with the support and help of Dan and her guidance of fashion. Then, just kind of in the bedroom, basically. Where the magic happens.
Are the designs all yours? Did you actually design everything from the top to the bottom?
It's a case of obviously picking materials and picking the kind of styles that you want, and then working together with like fabric blends and stuff like that. Actually physically designing the outfits in terms of like minute details. Yeah, no, it's not. We're not putting them in a factory. We're not putting them in a factory working ourselves. But yeah, we're designing, you know, the fabrics, and we get the blends, and we know which is the best fabrics for performance and comfort at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So, because there's a lot of, obviously you do have your men's section, but I'm more interested in the female section. Is that your wife idea? Is that your maybe some kind of
It's funny because
it's a bit both, really, but it's probably you do, he's better at the girls stuff. You're better at the boys stuff.
True because I dress you. No, but I think it's more because you always used to say like, I can never find anything that's like that fits me comfortably, and also I can train it and not worry about, like, I want it to look good, but obviously I want to feel good, I want it to like be stretching in the right places, all these kind of things that you wanted. So I was like, all right, okay, sick and tired of buying random gym wear and you're not wearing it. So I just thought, why don't we do this on our own and just, like, you know, just go down that path, do a bit of research, find what we can, test different fabrics, and then end up with a ladies range. But yeah, the men's range is like obviously a side that we're kind of pushing that at the minute, but I want to get our foothold in the ladies, but the men's is coming very soon.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you were thinking of all those different aspects, like you just mentioned, selling like camel toe, what was the inspiration? Was it your own personal experience, or was something that you heard from people working out?
Yeah, it was just mixed. It was my experience and then quite a lot of friends as well, just all sharing the same opinions, really, on everything that we bought. It was either overpriced or just didn't sit right on us, or didn't last. That was the main thing. Like, they don't just keep the elasticity. So yeah, just a mixture of things from friends. And
so when you spreaded your fitness clothing, when you sold few bits and pieces, or you've been the sponsor for Miss Swimsuit UK, what was the feedback like from people who are wearing your outwear. I mean, I'm not going to mention myself because I don't want to be a bad person.
Yeah, don't be biased. No, but well, most of our customers are, well, a lot of our customers are return customers, I say. Like, it's like, yeah, it's got a good 75% rate of return customers. So, like, you know, the order, then they like it, they order again. You know, that's really like, it's a buzz when you get, obviously, a great comment. Someone messages you or something, and they go, oh, this is a great piece. Have you got any other colours and stuff like that? And it's like, you feel like, oh, it's a decent product, it is working. But obviously, sometimes you need that validation, don't you? You just need that. But it definitely does get some great feedback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've been a sponsor for Miss Swimsuit UK that represents all type of bodies and spreads body positivity around. So what does it mean to be their sponsor for you as a true athletic? And what does it mean for your brand to be body positivity orientated?
Well, I think from a perspective of body positivity, I think body positivity is like, it's not a nuanced thing. I think like a lot of companies have been doing it for many years now. And like, obviously the conversation has been there since, you know, the Vogue days, like 10, 12, 15 years almost now ago, when you started to see, you know, brands like huge brands starting to put plus size models in and things like that. So I think the conversation has been about for a long, long time. But I think where we see our stance in terms of body positivity is more to do with body positivity, but there's like a body positivity to a point, like you want people to get from a point of happiness and healthiness. So there becomes a point where obviously body positivity is like, you want body positivity, but you don't want people to be unhealthy. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't want it to be like, okay, yeah, that's healthy, being like, you know, not getting off the couch, not doing anything, not living your life. That's unhealthy. What body positivity is towards is obviously being active, being socially active, being mentally active, spiritually active, and loving yourself. And that's the most important thing. Once you get to that stage, then it doesn't matter what shape you are, you're going to spread that, you're going to exude happiness, and you're going to spread that to other people. So that's the kind of message that we want to go, want to pass on. And sponsoring Miss Swimsuit obviously was tied in with their kind of their this year's ethos, with obviously the body positivity image. And obviously we are friends with Verena Twigg, who's into holistic therapies, and as a holistic coach myself, it's we've had many conversations at do's and parties when we were, you know, going out, back in the days of going out together and stuff. So we've got a very loads of common ground with Verena. She's a lovely woman, and it's good to chat on a level about, you know, not necessarily the
because
feeling good, yeah, because it's not necessarily the scientific approach that works all the time. Although I'm a scientist myself, and so I do go down that approach, but I do feel like there's so much more research and so much more data and testing to be done on the spiritual, the holistic side of things, which means that the whole thinking of the whole approach all the time.
So do you see aesthetics in the fitness industry as something that could be under the holistic umbrella?
Yeah, definitely. I think like if you look at
it, just like you mentioned about body positivity, yes, we do not try to promote obesity or just stay passive and be whoever you are and stay in your whichever weight you are. What we're trying to say by body positivity is, you know, some people are taller, shorter, different skin color, different ethnicity. Now you're by build might be more athletic like myself, or you might be skinnier. So now we can see all these different body types, which I would say, because of modeling industry that I was in, I couldn't see a few years back. So we do, the fashion industry right now tend to show more of a different skin tone, different height, different build. Back in the days, they would tell me I'm too fat, I'm too big. Now they say, oh, you're athletic, you this. Okay, great. We can put you here and there. So the approach is changing. Now, so many people see fashion modeling, call it the way you want it, industry as very superficial. But I do see certain elements that I would personally see it under the umbrella of holistic. What is your view about it?
So like holism, holistic is, to like I said, is is to take take into consideration the whole equation. You know, the saying kind of goes, it's the sum of its parts, basically. So in terms of the fashion industry, I can't comment as much because obviously we're a fashion brand, but I don't know the inner workings of how the fashion industry works as such.
But we know from our experience though.
So yeah.
When we did our photo shoot, we were so open. I mean, we just had a really nice range, didn't we? Like tall, small, slim, bigger, and that worked really well. Different skin tones. Yeah. I mean, the more diverse, the better as well for us. So to go in line with what you're saying, yeah, definitely. I think it does sell now as well to just, to really be sort of diverse, so I do agree. That does work.
Yeah, and if you look at the some of the largest brands as well, like your likes of like Gymshark and something like that, they have the very similar kind of ethos where they have obviously all a huge range of different shapes, sizes, ethnicities, etc. But we're all for it because obviously the whole world is a diverse place. You can't, if you take a random sample of a cluster of people from the earth, I mean you're bound to get a mixture of people, you know. So that's kind of what we're trying to portray with the brand too.
So what would you, as a holistic coach in the fitness, what do you see are the biggest challenges within today's society? Maybe after COVID, you've recognized something new, some new patterns.
I think a tendency to kind of stick within your comfort zone and get really comfortable with your routine that you're in. Like, because obviously we all felt victim to sitting in our houses watching Netflix and Netflix documentaries or Netflix series back to back, and you know, drinking and eating far too much. Because I think everyone did the same.
Just getting out with that, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's trying to get people out of that routine and also educating them in terms of the nutrition, because a lot of people don't really understand. That's basically the way I see it is that's your foundation. You've got to get that right first before you can then start to build on top of that. You've got to know what's going on in your body, what's affecting you, and also having like an inner awareness of when things you're consuming some food, you're in an environment of stress or whatever. You know, you understand what triggers are happening, so you can tell what kind of, you know, you might be slightly gluten intolerant, or you might be you might have a lactose intolerant, or just having slight intolerances to certain different foods, different herbs, spices, fish, meat. There's loads of different things, and your body has a great way of like responding and telling you these things. Sometimes you have might oily skin, you might have red eyes, you might have
tired.
You might be tired, fatigued, you might have skin ulcerations, there's toe discolorations, there's tiny, tiny subtle indications that your body presents to you that most people in a reductionist modern medicine don't really take into consideration. You've got discolored toes, it's fungal toenail, you've got red eyes, it's blepharitis, or something along those paths. They're trying to treat the cause and effect instead of looking at the body as a whole, looking at where your environment is, looking at your social, your environmental, your nutritional aspects, looking at your fitness, your health, and piecing it all together to then build on that, and then become you can really see, but then you can really work on someone as a person as well as a whole. And it's not just saying, okay, you want to lose weight in 12 weeks, that's all good and well. It's if you want to just go and, you know, walk away with a couple of good photos afterwards, but it's not manageable afterwards. You're not changing your routine, you're not changing your lifestyle. And what I teach is holistic performance and lifestyle coaching. It's not just it's getting you to a point, but letting you stay there. And obviously I'll be there to help you along the way, but then once you're there, you need to know and you need to learn of what I've taught you to stay on that path.
I think as well, I'm the hardest person to train.
Oh yeah.
Well, after we had, when I had a baby, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer. So, I mean, I'm fine now, and it's out, it's cut out, it's gone. But then instead of sort of, like people do, cut things out, get rid of things, it's about, you know, why that came in the first place and what I need to do differently now in the future. So everything that I put in my body, inflammatory response, sort of thinking about how I feel. because I would be the first person to have chippy McDonald's. But I don't do that now. So so if you can coach me, you can coach anyone. But it's about lifestyle, and that's what the brand's about, and that's why where we got to where we are now as well. That was part of it. Plus Tom's hip. Plus he was in chronic pain. I had this inside, you know, problem. So it's about, you know, just being as clean as possible.
Yeah, inside and out. And then it's also like using, like we do have treatments like cryotherapy and red light therapy, and those things I use and we sell on the website because they've helped me. Like that, I've had like chronic hip pain and knee pain and after rugby, and I thought I was like going to be just stuck taking painkillers and, you know, anti-inflammatories for the rest of my life. And then the specialist said
that's
that.
That's me. Give me some advice.
There you go. Like, it's honestly, I'd have to see your whole workings of your daily routines, weekly routine, your nutrition, everything, because I can't just say, oh, there's some advice, because you're different to the next person, It's really hard. That's why it's like, you have to really like go in with these kind of things. And that's why I don't really coach that many people. I have like 5 or 6 max, because it'd just be impossible, especially trying to run the business and stuff. It'd be absolutely impossible. But yeah, I was at that point, like painkillers. I was just like, am I ever going to get over this, like, kind of thing? And then
not sleeping,
getting up in the night, loads of things. And I'm sure, you know, obviously, like, you're nodding your head there, you know, obviously how it feels. And it's just so frustrating not knowing what it is, can't put your finger on it. So I just thought, I've got to find out what it is. And then I started to do loads of research, got red light therapy, got cryotherapy, started doing breath work courses, started doing nutrition courses, the whole works, and then kind of got myself out of my rut. And now I teach people to get themselves out as well.
Yeah, and I was
then... Did your pain go away? Your knees, your
hands? Yeah. I mean, like, it's. I can't say it's completely reduced, because it's completely gone, because that'd be a lie. But from someone who's been told I need a hip replacement by 40 to running ultra marathon last year, I did 135 kilometers from Hadrian's Wall. I did. I'm doing another multi event this Sunday for end of sober October and for Halloween. That's another charity event I'm going to do for multi-neurons disease. But the doctor said you won't be able to do anything, sit on your couch, and you're not going to do anything until you have to have a hip operation. So going from that diagnosis or prognosis to then saying, all right, I'll run Hadrian's Wall, kind of thing, that was my kind of middle finger to them, in a way.
And I was always at the doctors for anxiety, not so much depression, more just anxiety. I'd always suffered from anxiety, but it started coming up and down again, and I don't know if it was something I was eating, but I do the red light therapy, you can see it behind, I do that now every morning, try to meditate, I'm not the best at it, but I do the red light therapy, I eat well, just generally being healthy, I do different forms of fitness that I never would have done, and that's definitely pretty much fixed my anxiety.
And I do think there's a lot to be said about the whole, I know, and don't want to say about medical advice, but post-COVID, definitely there's been a lot of people within the who we speak to and who I've spoke to, family, friends of friends, a wider demographic, because the whole world essentially has had this disease almost, and like it's a novel virus that, like, there's a lot of nuances that people don't understand about, and there's obviously like this post-COVID kind of response, and post-viral fatigue syndrome is a very common thing, and when we don't know what the kind of effects are, but there seems to be a lot of people who are having a lot of chronic fatigue kind of symptoms, that having a lot of unknown, like skin issues, unknown stomach, gut issues, gut brain barrier issues, a lot of issues. And when you consider about the gut, it's got almost as many neural connections as the brain. It's huge. When that's not right, there's a huge disparity of what's going on in your body. Like, you can have leaky gut, which I had as well. We had a bad year. But it can be triggered by stress, and all these things can then cascade into like inflammation and other things that you don't even realize that is affected. And the main thing is mood, brain fog, feeling like just anxiety, mood, brain fog, anxiety, like the three main things that are like triggers of a bad gut, microbiome in your gut. So these things that people don't really, well, you go to the doctors, they're never going to say, let's get you on some, you know, prebiotics, probiotics, let's get you on a gut cleanse, let's get you on oregano oil, some essential oils, let's get some meditation, red light therapy, all these things that they won't say, because at the end of the day, Big Pharma don't make any money from it.
Yeah, just used to give me beta blockers and send me away and say, exactly. I've got anxiety.
Ridiculous.
So, how to wear fitness clothing and look good? You know, fitness clothing, I think it's been, I think, maybe 5 good years when it became a little bit of part of the fashion. Now we all, like, I love to wear my fitness clothing. I feel like in the best outfit ever. It's a part of really my wardrobe. How to wear it and look good, any size you are, any shape, how to do it, how to cover things you like, you don't like, you know, in a tight clothing. Maybe that's the question for a lady, who knows?
Yeah. Well, I think it depends on your shape. So a lot of girls have got good legs, slim legs, so they can wear nice tight pants, and then like they won't like their arms or they won't like their legs and whatever. So just sort of be baggy on the top, or I don't know, I think it just depends on your size. You know yourself when you're looking online, you know straight away what will look nice on you. So it's just sort of picking what you feel comfortable in day to day. And I as well wear my gym stuff every day, even if I'm going shopping. And I think team it with a nice pair of trainers instead of like running trainers, put a fresh pair of trainers on, fresh gym kit, and you sort of feel ready to take anything on, I think, rather than wearing tight jeans and heavy boots. And yeah, you do feel definitely empowered and more powerful, I think, when you wear sportswear.
Yeah, I think gone the days of like just you wear your clothes, you wear your sportswear to do sport, like that's why some of your friends wear them with like, you know, big bubble coats and like as if like, you know, you go to the office, because you there's not enough time in the day. You go to the office, you wear your gym kit underneath, it still looks good, you can take that coat off and you can go to the gym. That's the kind of style that you want to be able to use, like the outfit that you're wearing. You've got it in black, or obviously you love it in black because you've gone out in it.
Yeah.
Like the ladder print and stuff.
This is great. You don't have to wear a bra or a sports bra. It's so tight that it just holds you in.
Listen, for me, my fitness clothes, I have tons of them. I just love them. And I feel, and I've heard as well from especially male perspective, that leggings, it's the best invention ever. For a man. It's like everything without seeing really nothing.
Exactly.
See what is under there. So, and I do feel like really, like, you know, it just shows your body. So you do kind of, it motivates you to also tuck that belly button in, open your chest, have a nice posture, long neck, you know, back straight. It does make you feel a little bit, you know.
Powerful, like you said, powerful. It does.
This is why you need to buy the right sportswear, because the only faux pas is the ones that are too see-through. Or if they're cheap and they're not right, then they can look the other way. He's got a pet hate for that.
So I really have got a pet hate for it. So like,
when you can see bums.
Yeah, don't you? When you're in the gym and you just like, you've got to know you're doing that for a reason.
I mean, whatever floats your
boat. I know, yeah. Each their own. I'm sure those leggings sell out quicker than the ones that we sell. I'm mainly guys buying the girlfriends.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because now you go to the gym and you see a completely different world with this outfit, different colors, different designs. It's just amazing. And I love it because every time I pick outfits for myself, I do, first and foremost, was to look good, to feel good. If I feel good, I train good.
Yeah, I feel like
if I go to boxing, my training, I want to wear something that I feel like, I look like this.
One of my mantras from rugby was look good, feel good, play good. If you look, that's it. You do feel like that. If you've got that confidence, like again, you said, you kind of shoulders back, head up, power, swagger kind of thing, whatever you want to call it. I really do think that it bleeds out in the field, your day-to-day environment, everything revolves around that. That's why you get up in the morning, you meditate, you look, like kind of stand up straight, look yourself in the mirror, don't walk around hunched over. It's just your body, your body gives signals to your brain to say, okay, I'm positive now, open your chest, I'm positive now, I feel good about myself. Exactly the same, you walk yourself, your head up, you know, shoulders back, and you're strutting, and you feel like, God, I'm here, I'm taking on the gym, I'm gonna seize the day. But I like you going back to what you said about colours in the gym and things. I think CrossFit has had a lot to do with making sure that those I remember back in the day when I used to train for rugby, and we used to go to gyms, and we used to go to different gyms all the time. There was like women, you know, the odd woman who was like a bodybuilder-esque kind of woman with a really baggy top on and like baggy joggers, trying to hide herself in a way from the men, because it was such a male dominated environment, kind of post Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of era of like, you know, this is a pump iron kind of thing. It used to see women in a corner on a Smith machine or something. Yeah. But nowadays, women are center stage, and I think like the clothing side is reflective of that. The fashion is becoming more exuberant, more flirtatious. Yeah, it is, because the girls and women are showing off what they got. You know what I mean? They're enjoying that. They're looking good. The hard work's paying off. The dedication's paying off. And yeah, I'm gonna wear something skimpy today. Why not?
I love it. I don't know. I think actually for the sexes, the most feminine in my fitness wear, apart from swimsuits and beautiful dresses, all that sexiness, I think fitness wear, beautiful pair of trainers, fresh pair of trainers.
Yeah.
And I think every man is yours. Just like, no, you so did it.
We did actually say this to Verena. We said we should have a section of a gym wear. We said it about 6 weeks before the show. She said it was a bit too early, but she said she might too late. Sorry, she said she might work it in next time and have like, you know, sportswear kind of shoot. That's what we kind of hopefully can get to sponsor then, and we'd have a whole section of our new clothes. All the girls can wear everything and try everything out.
Great,
definitely. Because I'm a fitness sport freak, so that's my life. But I think every time I see girls in the nice outfit, I'm like, I like that.
Me too.
Tell us, does it help to be actually a professional athlete in order to create like a fitness brand, pro athlete? Does it help or?
I suppose it can in a way, and it can hinder you in other ways, because you kind of pigeonholed. You're just people who know me would know me, I'm just a rugby player. But people who don't, I suppose it doesn't really matter where you're from, what background, because then if they just see the brand, the brand's like synonymous with just what the brand is, and hopefully the brand embodies it. It takes me out of it. But in terms of having certain connections, and there is pros and cons, I suppose, yeah, and especially in terms of coaching and fitness and that kind of thing, 100%. I've worked within the industry, obviously, all my life, so I understand it, like, in and out. But I think I had to unlearn a lot of stuff as well that I was kind of trained from rugby, because, like I said before, a lot of the nutritionists and the science is, like, kind of outdated, and
eat raw chicken.
Yeah, there's, like, literally, there was one of my coaches at the time said, you need to put on 10 kilos, just go out, buy 3 Mackies a day, just eat a chicken with bread. Like, how damaging that is for your stomach, and then just having loads and loads of whey protein, really poor quality whey protein, just bulking up, chuck that on a stomach, the toxic mess that's causing within your gut. Now I know what's going on. I'm like, oh my God, for years I punished myself. No wonder I had leaky gut because of all the years of just shoving down these sugar-filled protein bars. It's like daily, 3, 4, 5 times a day. It's just not good for you. And I think like there's quite a lot of people as well who are influencers and like a lot of Instagram people and like around talking about, you know, using, misleading people in a way about what is good for you and what is positive. And there's like, you know, people who portray like, you know, certain kind of protein bars and having them like 3 times a day with porridge oats that have gluten filled, and the message is kind of wrong. They look good and they look good for a picture, but you can't, it's not sustainable. You might be able to sustain it when you're in your 20s, but then you get to your 30s and in your 40s your stomach's going to say, your gut's going to say, no, I can't take this anymore, and you're going to have real problems when you get a delayed age. The earlier you find it, the earlier you change those panic patterns and habits, the easier it is when you're older. Yeah.
I absolutely agree. So lead us through how to create your fitness brand step by step, if you can. Obviously, don't sell your magical
recipe.
But for example, someone who is listening to us and they really wanted to do it, but they don't know how. And, you know, you can read blogs, but it's never like to hear it from an actual brand owners.
Yeah.
First of all, money would be good. It's
a lot more difficult if you're doing it from the ground up. So, like, if I'm going from a point of zero, then it's a lot of YouTube videos. It's a lot of hours of looking at how to build websites. But number one is get your idea of what you want, like, and start writing down some goals, like, even if they sound daft, profound, idiotic at first, write them down, have a roadmap of where you want to be in 2 months, 1 month, and then itemize them, even chop them down into even smaller digestible bits. Like, you know, you need to somehow get a website, but I'd start with social media, get the social media up and running, start getting photos on, start getting content, so then people know what you're kind of going about. Like, it's one of these things that changes all the time. Like, as you change, you as a person, your brand will change, your idea will change, but as long as you stick within the same kind of bracket, you can kind of move and flit around, see what's working for you, see what's not. And then start building that presence, then look into obviously hopefully gaining some revenue along the way if you can, because that's where you need to, that's going to be the bottleneck and the limiting factor, is if you've not got some cash flow from somewhere to keep reinvesting, because it's a case of reinvesting all the time, reinvest, get a bit of money, reinvest, get a bit of money, reinvest, and then you'll hit so many roadblocks, you think, oh, this isn't going to work. What about this angle? You've just got to be persistent. I think that's the main thing in terms of a business. You just got to keep trying, keep plugging away, keep trying every step, everything that can, and then eventually it'll come good in the end. But yeah, first things first, social media. Second things first, learn marketing skills. I think that's your two things that you should work on. That is it. The rest will come.
Yeah, social media, TikTok, Instagram. Talking about Twitter, that's already history. Now we read all this crazy stuff, TikTok and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I struggle with that too, but I do get it. That's just the world that we live in, and we need to be flexible, adjustable to what's coming up, to reach out to young audience and also the older people, and 100%. Any different, you know, like we speaking right now, I'm in London, you guys in, where are you? Not Manchester, you are
Lytham.
There you go. So, you know, we do have to have all these different platforms how we can communicate and know about each other.
Yeah.
So what's next for you guys and for True Athletic? What's next?
Well, we've got quite a few health retreats coming up, which will be sort of weekenders, couple of days, and it will be like cold water therapy, yoga, might have a shaman there doing all different kinds of things. So yeah, that's going to be in the new year, but we're trialing different weekends like that at the moment. Mm-hmm.
So we're looking towards really pushing the red light therapies and the cryotherapies, and the broader picture and the big picture that we want to kind of get to is to have True Athletic like a health facility kind of thing. We want a kind of a showroom where we can come in, you can have your treatments, you can have your IV drips, you can have all these things that I've got bubbling away in the back of my mind that I want to have. I've got so many ideas that I want to happen now, but I've just not got the right time with the money and everything that's going around. But the next step that we're taking is kind of moving into the red light therapy thing, because there's so much good research coming out. The NFL teams have started to adopt them to put them in the change rooms, and with my connections in rugby, I've got a few meetings coming up to try and get a few physio rooms or treatment rooms with rented out for rugby teams or football teams, and because of the I'll just list a couple of benefits, like there's an increase in like improved sleep, improved recovery from injury, quicker time to recover from injuries, increased speed if used correctly on your muscles, increased torque, power. There's like so many things that studies that have come out now that like everyone's jumping on the bandwagon now, because like the research is actually backed up now. That it used to be, it's quite old technology, but with new science backing it now, so it's getting to that point where we're really at a point of an ignition point, and we want to be in the mix. We want to market share of this technology, and we want to obviously use the athletic connection, use my background to try and get in there and get some rugby teams, some football teams signed up, and then that's the next big footstep that we want to take. But then eventually, bigger picture is health center, food facility, that kind of thing.
Amazing. So where people can find you, where they can see your products, your services, promote yourself.
Yeah, so the website is tafit.co. That's just CO, and that's the website, and you can find, we're just at the minute, it's the old website. We're getting a new website fitted at the minute, designed. So it might be changing in the next few weeks, but it's still working at the minute. It's all good. So you can go on there, you can book classes, you can see what we're doing. You can obviously look through the ladies' wear, the men's wear, and the accessories, and then you can have a good feel of the website. There's loads of it. Blogs, information, there's podcasts, because I have a podcast as well that I do as well from time to time. I've stopped because we just moved house. But yeah, and then on social media, Instagram is at True Athletic Fitness, Facebook at True Athletic Fashion.
Facebook is
at True Athletic Fashion, and then TikTok at True Athletic Fitness. Obviously, TikTok's not a big presence, but we're trying to build that at the minute. Like you said, getting used to new technology and new social media is pretty hard. But yeah, our main place is the Instagram account. And if you want to like message us there, one of us will answer, or someone else will answer, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Or you can email us support@tafit.co as well.
Okay, we're going to add all the information in the description. So everyone will have access to you. Well, thank you so much for taking your time from your busy schedule, from your baby.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure to have you guys finally. I'm really glad. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for sharing your expertise, information, and experience. And
we'll see you soon. We'll see you soon.
Come on, you gotta come up and get some boxes, we'll get the pads out.
No, I know.
I've seen the dance moves as well. We'll get them out as well. Get that in there.
All of that, guys. Anyway, well, thank you again, and you have a good evening.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
The body positivity movement has made strides in pushing brands to broaden their product range. Nike's plus size range is an excellent example here. In 2017, the sportswear brand took note of demand for plus size products and produced a range that celebrates the shape and ethnic diversity of women who are stronger, bolder, and more outspoken than ever. Nike introduced plus size mannequins into stores, demonstrating a positive attitude to sizes that are relatable to its consumers. This was not only a positive step with regard to the accessibility of the product, but it also sparked more discussions. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Share with me your thoughts, comments, DM me with your life stories. If you have any questions or you would like me to talk about any particular subject, please contact me. Follow me on my Instagram, fitnesswithnk, where you can leave your message. And make sure you visit my website, www.nataliakotowska.com, for more information. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And I will see you next time.